Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, he did. Game number two goes to the LA Dodgers. Now it's a 1-1 set. Minus 220. Dodgers, your favorite to win the World Series. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You've got BetSweats, BetMGM Network. And now we move forward, and we've got three games in 3 days, no matter what. We've got game three tonight, game four on Tuesday, game five on Wednesday. The scene changes now. They move the series over to LA. Tonight's matchup is going to be Glasnow against Scherzer. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. We'll get to the room as well on everything. We've got a sports equinox going down tonight. But Sam, I know you've been keeping up to speed with it. We've got some NFL news that is coming out this morning.
Yeah, Shefty with a couple nuggets here. I guess this one's sort of a big deal for anybody that's holding Bills futures. Bills fear that standout defensive tackle Ed Oliver tore his bicep and will be sidelined indefinitely, per sources. He's undergoing an MRI to confirm the injury. That would be a huge loss for them. There's a guy who just had multiple injury issues. But Shefty, within the last half hour, Ed Oliver, Bills fear that he has torn his bicep. Not great. And then as for the quarterbacks that are all going to potentially return this week, it sounds like good news for these three franchises. Schefter says these three are expected to return. Lamar for the Ravens, J.J. McCarthy for the Vikings, and Kyler Murray for the Cardinals. All expected back this week.
All right. Okay. There you have it. So the Detroit number is interesting. I see it as low as 8 at Circa. I see it as high as 9.5 at some other spots. And BetMGM is sitting at 8.5. So there's going to be some adjustment there now that we know it's going to be McCarthy. That was the word yesterday. So there's your expectation. You know, when inactives were coming out, you were on the air, but it's 90 minutes before the game start. Inactives are coming out. And I was annoyed that the newsmakers were making a big deal about a quarterback that hasn't played a down yet. Oh, he's hurt. And now I'm sitting here, and now I'm wondering, is he still hurt? Because it's going to happen sometime soon. Shedeur's going to play. If Shedeur Sanders is healthy, we might be getting to that point pretty soon where they're going to want to figure out what they have. Okay, do we have anything in either of these two quarterbacks that we drafted? Not saying that they have to make the decision long-term on both of them this season. But if Gabriel continues to struggle, which was expected given what he has to work with and, you know, the level of quarterback that he is, you know, he's a mid-round quarterback. That's what he is. Sanders is going to get some run. And I'm very curious about, I'm sure there's infighting, agreement, disagreement on when that should happen. But we know Sanders is going to get some run here. And if he lights some sort of a spark, that's going to be a massive story. With that loss yesterday, I do understand why there is a lot of chatter around Sanders' injury.
Do you think it would happen like in the next couple days, or what are you thinking? What's the timeline there?
Well, they're probably going to want a pretty good landing spot for him. I don't think Gabriel is so bad, like it's all him, where you've got to pull him immediately. But you look at what's happened since he's gotten into the lineup. They've lost 3 of 4. So he's had 4 games. It's the bye week, and it's the Jets next. If you are looking for a cushy landing spot, it would be week 10 at the Jets, their next game. If you want to wait a little bit longer, week 14 against Tennessee. It's a home game against the Titans. The defense plays better at home. That would certainly be part of it. But I would think it's week 10 or week 14. That's what I would be looking at. Week 12 at Vegas isn't bad either. Like, that's another good spot. They do have some weak opponents in the second half of the season where it would make sense to bring them in then.
You already know they're going to win that first game too. And he's going
to
be doing this.
I can't wait to bet it.
All week.
I can't.
You already know. You know it's going to happen.
Would you rather him win it, or would you rather him get embarrassed a little bit, be brought down to earth?
I don't dislike Shadur. I think he was a little much in college, but that worked for them. I mean, it worked for Shadur and Travis Hunter. It got Colorado back on the map. I think he was certainly humbled by that draft slide. So if anything, I kind of felt for the kid when he was just falling. I have nothing against him. Not anymore.
Sure. All right, let's get to baseball. We'll do that, and then we'll jump in the room, leave plenty of time because we've got a lot to get to. This series is tough to bet on a game-to-game basis, Sam. We've got Glasnow on the bump for the Dodgers, Scherzer going for the Blue Jays, game number three. And game number three over at BetMGM has the Dodgers installed as a $2 favorite. The total, 8.5. The series price, just over $2. -220, the Dodgers are the favorite there. So the game three price and the series price, very similar.
The totals have caught up. You know, they opened this one at 8 after 7.5 in game number one, and we had the fireworks show, and now we're 8.5. So it opened 8 and has been bet up. BetMGM has 8.5 under -120. I lean over still at 8.5. I think your point about betting the game-to-game stuff is interesting because you really just have to decide whether you like the Blue Jays or not. I don't want to lay $2 in a World Series game. So the way I view it is, do I want to bet Toronto at +170, +175, or do I just pass? As somebody holding a Blue Jays future ticket, I don't feel the need to really add much more. I also, when they won game one, we were talking about, you know, what to do. We had that listener that had a huge bet on the Blue Jays at 55-1. And I didn't hedge. I saw after Toronto won game one, the price went to -115 each way. And I did not jump in on the Dodgers. So I just feel like from where I sit, just ride this out, see what happens. I don't expect to make a bet on any of the sides. Unless we get to, you know, game six and Toronto's up 3-2, then I might, you know, maybe I'll bet some Dodgers in that scenario. But I don't feel the need to invest any more than I already have on Toronto. So I'm pretty good here. I do lean to the over tonight, but not going to get a ton of my money given the position I'm already in.
Yeah, I'm not really all that interested in game number three. Both starters have been very successful in the playoffs. Glasnow just been unbelievable. Yeah, he's been a lot better than Scherzer, but I don't want to slight Scherzer in any way either. Glasnow, an 0.68 ERA in his 3 games, 2 starts so far in the playoffs. And Scherzer's been great, maybe a little unexpected. Want to give him credit, but not to the level of Glasnow. Do they push Glasnow a little bit? We've seen this from the Dodgers, where with their starters, they're pushing them much more, and it's working. So I don't think they're going to make any changes here. So that'll be interesting. We got so used to over the years, the Dodgers, a couple times through the lineup, let's pull them. Like, no, they're letting their guys go longer in these games, which I think is obviously the right decision. Look at the position they're sitting in. Did you do anything with the Dodgers? Because you have a Jays ticket. I have a Dodgers ticket. We talked about the scenario. Best case was going to be Toronto stealing game one like they did. We were obviously not on the air on Saturday, so we didn't have time to talk about it. We laid out the scenario, though, and then it's kind of close to even money. Did you grab any Dodgers, or are you just holding?
No, not a single cent. Nope. I thought about it, but I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. I would have thought about it as well. So there you go. World Series game number three tonight. I lean opposite. I would lean under, but I can't say that I love it right now. Joe O, Sammy P, we've got a lot to go over with the room. Let's find out where the room is at with everything going down tonight.
Where's the room?
It's loud by Paul's, so I'm just going to read the room. I don't know. There were trucks going by that it sounded like he had a landscaping group in his, basically in his place. Like, I didn't know what exactly was happening.
I mean, I would like to hear how loud it is if we can for a split second. I mean, I have no issue with it. I think it adds a little character to the show. Yeah. I mean,
I don't mind it.
It's actually calmed down. So it's good timing by you guys. Yeah.
What was that latest noise? I was very curious what that was.
I don't know if they're pumping a sewer or some landscaping. Some things were going on, I guess. But maybe, you know what? I think they realized it's time for the room. And so they paused to listen to the room.
Oh, they're listening. I think that's what's good. They're listening right now. Yeah. They're in the truck right now eating lunch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With a microwave. Right.
Yes. The room. So I know they're betting Ohtani again. That's the number one most bet prop for tonight's game. A home run at plus 155. So
155.
That's, yeah,
that's criminal. That's criminal to deal that as a sports book. Criminal.
Wow. They keep betting it. Why not?
Well, yeah, they bet it. So you might as well. You might as well deal it. That's an absurd price. Absurd.
Stupid. Some other notes just from the baseball real quick. They're betting Vlad home run. They're betting Freeman home run. They're betting Bo Bichette under 1.5 total hits, runs, and RBI at minus 120. And it might be a Scherzer game because they are betting Max Scherzer under 4.5 strikeouts at minus 175.
Jeez. Minus 175 that we land on 0-4 strikeouts. Okay. I don't understand that one. Bo Bichette, he's done very little, limited at bats. So, I don't. Maybe they're just playing that injury factor that he's not going to do much.
What? Like, what with this football game? Like, I don't typically get mad at the room, but I'm just kind of mad. But we'll go through them. Spoiler, shocker, they're betting Rashee Rice touchdown after seeing that. So, but as far as the most bet player props at BetMGM, for tonight's game between the Commanders and Chiefs, number 5, Marcus Mariota over 28.5 rushing yards.
That's an under.
All right.
This one. Not this one. Yeah.
Let's go.
Tyquan Thornton over 1.5 receiving yards.
That's it. Do you want that sweat tonight? Do you want under 1.5 receiving yards?
No, not really.
It's one catch. That's what they're thinking.
Oh, it's up to 2.5 at BetMGM currently.
Oh, good. Massive. Massive move. Thank you so much, BetMGM.
Market move. Monday morning market move.
1.5 to 2.5. -115, both sides on that. All right, third most bet prop at BetMGM. If you like that, you'll love this. Breshad Smith over 1.5 receptions made.
All right, Breshad Smith now. The most random, all these stars playing in this game.
-190? Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to bet that.
Which means I think we have to go under at +140.
Sure.
We'll see his name again. Spoiler. Number two most bet prop, Rashee Rice, over 5.5 receptions made.
Finally makes sense.
And that one is -150. And then the number one most bet prop at BetMGM for tonight's Monday Night Football game, Breshad Smith, over 15.5 receiving yards.
So 1 in 3 is Breshad Smith props.
And that's -140, by the way.
Why are they drinking juice? They're drinking 190 and 140 on Breshad Smith. Why?
Well, because look at his last four games. Three, and five catches. So at 1.5, oh, he's got to go over. He's gone well over. And the yardage was number 15.5. 27, 32, 21, 42. He's gone over in his last four games. That's what we're going to see if you consume social media and sports betting people. Well, he's gone over on the reception. He's gone over from the yards in the last four games. The situation has changed. Rice is back. Kelce is set up to have a good game with this matchup. I don't get it. I wouldn't go with Breshad Smith as my play in multiple props, but that's what they're doing.
Goose egg?
I think looking at Pacheco. Or look at a different back, right?
Yeah. It would be funny if he doesn't play much.
You get +105 on under 15.5 yards if you want to do that. You get +140 and under 1.5 catches if you want to do that.
Yeah. Second most popular touchdown. You mentioned Rice. Number two is Kelce. That makes sense. You know he's going to be up there. We'll see. We shall see. All right. Good stuff. Thank you, Paul, for the room. Lightning bets coming up next. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.